ABC Radio Australia.
You're with Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia, and a question for you. Can a reality TV show actually transform people's lives and help tackle the rise of obesity and other non-communicable diseases in the Pacific? Well, the region has some of the highest rates of NCDs in the world, and they are, of course, potentially deadly. However, a study commissioned by the television show Pacific Island Food Revolution has produced evidence of some transformative results on what and how much people are eating. But are these changes sustainable? Our reporter Jordan Fennell has been investigating.
A year ago, Melissa Dekai switched on her TV to find the Pacific Island Revolution cooking show was on. She says it was a moment that changed her life.
It interests me because it's about the culture that I'm coming from. I wanted to learn more about the Pacific people just cooking the best food from their backyard or the ingredients that we get from our land.
As a Tongan living in New Zealand, Melissa says many of her friends and family eat a lot of unhealthy food.
I have a family that eats takeaway from the Chinese shop or KFC or McDonald's, but usually it's KFC or Chinese food every day of the week.
And that kind of behaviour is what those behind the Pacific Islands Revolution cooking show have wanted to change. Wame Valentine is the show's communications and partnerships manager and says addressing unhealthy eating has been their key mission since launching 2 years ago.
We're not after not just high levels of engagement. What we are after is the Pacific Island Food Revolution impact the food choices of those who watch us.
Poor diets in the Pacific have led to a non-communicable disease crisis. In Tonga, more than 90% of adults are obese, while Fiji records more than 1,000 heart disease deaths a year. That's why Wame says their results of the show's impact are encouraging.
You know, we found that in the past, people across the Pacific, particularly in Fiji, Samoa, Tonga and Vanuatu, don't seem to think highly of their own local healthy food. When this report came out, we were very excited and encouraged to see that people now find local healthy food, for lack of a better word, cool again, trendy.
The show, which is funded by the Australian and New Zealand governments, partnered with the Busara Centre for Behavioural Economics to survey audiences in Fiji, Tonga, Vanuatu and Samoa.
On average, 42% of people in the Pacific who have engaged with Pacific Island Food Revolution have reported a positive change in their diets. This means that if just 10% of the 42%, you know, maintain these food choices over a five-year period, we estimated 165,000 people will have moved towards better health outcomes.
They're pretty positive statistics, but can a TV show create meaningful change? Well, Dr. Catherine Kirkwood from the Queensland University of Technology has studied the impact of food media for almost a decade, and in particular has tracked the influence of Australia's MasterChef cooking show, and she says that they can.
Obviously, on programs like MasterChef that really focus on, I guess, the gourmet, refined sort of food where their focus really is on taste, there's a lot of emphasis on, like, butter. While on MasterChef, we had that one kind of transition where we were like, oh, yeah, butter's fine because it makes it taste better. But I think it's very interesting in Pacific Island Food Revolution, there was that change to be, oh, local food's actually, like, really cool and something that the audience could engage with.
Bridget Kelly, who's an associate professor in public health and nutrition at the University of Wollongong, also agrees. But she does say that for the change to really stick, more action is needed at a political level.
The objective should be to promote healthy foods and to discourage unhealthy foods. So I think that there certainly is a place for the promotion of healthy foods through mainstream media. That's fantastic. We also need to be looking at the other side of the coin and making sure that we're not undoing all of that good work by allowing unhealthy food promotion to really go unchecked.
Wame Valentine believes that the show needs to be on air for many more years for proper change to actually happen.
The results from the impact report are wonderful, but we need to stay at it for at least eight more years to see this through. You know, with behavior change sciences, they usually say that in order to really change behavior, you need to be at it for at least 8 years.
But that could be a problem with funding for the show ending this month. But Wame says that they have asked for more. The New Zealand government says it hasn't made a decision yet about the future of the funding for the show, while the Australian government has not responded to questions about it. And while the fate of the show is unknown, Melissa Dekai in New Zealand has a concrete plan for her future.
For me, I'm trying to plan healthier meals for my family, and also for my future, I want to have a restaurant for our Pacific Island food, but for our people to be more healthier.
And she hopes that the message of healthy eating continues to reach more people.
Cooking our food in a healthier way for our people, and that kind of pop in my brain and kind of change what I think of food and think of what I put in my body and my family's body.
Melissa Takai speaking there to our reporter Jordan Fennell.